At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Horror at the Store is sponsored by FYE. You can check them out in-store or at FYE.com for some of the coolest horror merch you can find. Guys, welcome to another episode of Horror at the Store. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach, and today we have a wonderful human here today. Give it up for Mr. Jordy Stroud.
Hi.
Hi, you got really close to the mic there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Right? Wow, look at you.
I'm excited.
You sound excited.
Yeah.
You sound jazzed.
I am. This one was special.
This
one really captivated my heart.
Let's get into it. We watched Trick or Treat from 2007, a great year, a wonderful year, where I am mentally all the time, 2007. Actually, it's more 2010, but still, there's the same. We're doing a log line off of the title alone. It's not necessarily what the film's about. It's just what we think this film might be about, just off the title. So do you want to go first?
Mine is very simple. It's Trick or Treat. Is this movie a trick or is it a treat?
Damn, that was deep.
I could tell you really like it.
That was brilliant.
What else am I supposed to?
You should be a comedian. That was good.
Thanks, babe.
You're fine. So, Trick or Treat. I said a bunch of kids go trick or treating and shit gets real.
It so does.
It does. It does get real. And that's basically what this is. So it basically follows a town on Halloween that has some dark secrets. Ooh.
yeah.
That's what I wrote.
A lot of dark secrets.
A lot of dark
in this
secrets.
Movie.
A bus full of delinquent kids. Might I add?
Wait, they were delinquent?
They're said to be delinquents.
No, they're
pretty sure they literally
were all special
needs kids.
This was
no, the parents said they were delinquents. That's what the parents said. And I was like, these kids are literally have special needs.
This is what I watched the whole movie. This is almost the only thing I could think about when I was like,
Jesus Christ.
This was the one thing I was most excited to talk to you about. Should we go through? Should we just go through that one?
Yeah, just tell me about that.
Because that's honestly all of the other storylines.
I mean, we'll get to all
the other ones.
We can get there. So the delinquent kids, quote unquote, but they're really just special needs kids. Again, I just want to reiterate that.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, but no. But what happens is okay if I hop in.
Yes.
So it's like they do that trope where it's a bunch of kids want to go to the scariest part in town. You know, they want to, there's those three kids, the one angel girl, she's dressed up as an angel.
Yes.
And they all want to, like, ooh, we're going to go to the quarry, you know,
and
for
the
this.
And at the quarry, the delinquent kids, quote unquote, kids with special needs.
She tells the other kids a story.
Yes. And the story is about these special needs kids who were on a bus.
How she phrases it is these parents... A dirty little secret.
Yes.
And it's just special. It's just a bus full of special needs kids.
And literally driven off a quarry. They literally, the bus driver is like, oh, I'm going to like take care of these kids. And then they go to save, like the kids start to fight back. And one of the kids is like, I want to go home, and rams on the gas and just drives them right off a quarry. And they all die, except the bus driver. He survives. We'll get to him later.
But the crazy thing is that when the girl's telling the story, she said it was the parents that decided to like pay the bus driver.
Yeah.
To kill the children.
Yes.
So that means like there are probably like 10 kids on that bus.
Yeah.
20 parents unanimously decided.
We're like, our kids gotta go.
Our kid, you know what? It's pretty tough.
Living with the kids with special needs
is
like,
so difficult. We're gonna pay.
Like, are you
kidding? It's insane.
Like, that's
the movie. I love how it doesn't take it seriously at all. It's like such a serious topic, but it just floats it out there. It's like, yeah, there's this guy once upon. Yeah, there's just a bunch of parents of these special needs kids. They're like, yeah, fuck it. And they're, you know.
You're like, dear God.
That's why this movie is so good, because it goes into these really offensive topics, but it treats it like it's nothing.
Yeah, it's just so casual about it. And like the group of teenagers, like we said, they go to, they need 8 jack-o'-lanterns because they want to leave them as offerings to the, it was 8
kids. Oh, okay, it was 8
who
kids.
Who died on the bus that day.
So 16 parents unanimously decided.
Yes, correct. 16
parents. I wonder how that, if there is a meeting, like, among the parents.
I love how obsessed about it. You're like, what took place
Dude,
in that meeting?
16, all right.
That's absolutely, I mean, I feel like, it was probably like 14.
I got deep into, yeah, because some of them had a single parent.
My wife's always right. You're like, what?
I just wanted to go deep into the lore of this one specific.
Okay, so they you know, the jack-o'-lanterns has offers for the kids, and they decide to bring along a girl who is definitely on the spectrum. And bully her and bring her along, and they scare the shit out of her. And the one, like, the hot guy who's, like, the nice guy, but he's still, you know, he scared her, but he's like, it's not real, I'm sorry. Just, like...
He backstabs her.
He backstabs her, but then he's like, oh, it's fine. Like, I'm cool, I'm nice.
He's really nice to her at first, and then he abandons her when he thinks she's dying.
And then...
But then...
She's chilling,
Okay. Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
We'll get to that later.
Yay.
That little prop.
Yay. Amazing.
Okay, so. Kids go into the core because of the town legend that there are 8 mentally disabled kids in that.
Yes. And these bully kids are like running around screaming, and all of a sudden the screams start sounding more real. Mm-hmm. And the girl... is like, what's going on? And so she starts going up in the elevator, and like the bullies are like, let us in. And she starts going up. She's like, fuck you guys, I'm leaving. The kids get annihilated.
I just want to be comfortable, so I'm moving the mic.
It's gonna be peeking.
Is it? I'm
probably
sorry. God damn it.
Are you good?
I'm chilling. Okay, cool. Thanks, John. Okay, so they take the kids.
The dead kids of the quarry kill the bullies as the other girl leaves and goes on her merry way and takes her jack-o'-lantern and just goes back.
The special needs
to,
kids who have come back from the dead, I guess, or whatever.
They're like zombies.
They're zombies
and they
now.
They kill them.
They kill everybody except for the girl that they brought along to bully.
Because she leaves. She goes up the elevator.
So I guess I think the moral of the story is like kids on the spectrum reign supreme.
Yeah.
On Halloween.
All day, every day. Not just on Halloween.
That was good. That too. Yeah.
that too. That as well. All right. Then we get to another group of people, and they're like a bunch of girls, and they're like, we're going to get slutty and wear costumes.
3 sluts and 1 virgin.
My friend's a virgin. She's dressed as Red Riding Hood.
Yeah.
I look like a child. No, you don't. You're a hoe. And they're like inviting guys to go to this party with them, and they go to this party, and they're like, oh, it's out, you know, in the old, you know, at like Willow Creek or something. It's over there. And... you know, the virgin's like, I gotta find a guy. So she's like scouring the streets to find any guy. And she...
And then to her luck, a man assaults her. And that's just what she needed.
Jesus, yeah. But she...
I'm just telling you what happened.
She annihilates him, though. She like, doesn't he
she
beat...
She annihilates
like, beats him.
Because the twist...
Well, yeah, we'll get there.
Okay.
And So cut to another story, because this ties into that as well.
By the way, we skipped straight to the kids on the bus because that's in the middle of the movie.
Yeah,
that was just so interesting that we had to go straight to that.
I figured it would be easier because this story jumps around with all these stories at once. Figured it'd be easier to just cover one story at a time.
Okay.
And just...
Should we reveal the twist then of the 3 sluts and the 1 virgin?
I love how you just were like, the three sluts.
That's how the movie does it.
So, it's the movie. It's not
That's
my
how the
words.
Movie portrays it's, it.
I'm not calling them sluts, but...
They're not... Okay, yeah, not me.
But, so, these girls are in the woods. They're by a campfire. Now there's a bunch of guys. And it's revealed that they are, like, werewolves. And...
That's what it is, yes.
The virgin... The reason why she's a virgin is because she has never killed someone before.
She hasn't killed somebody yet.
To, you know, do her full transformation. Yeah. And she takes this guy who we'll meet later, who's the principal, and there's a dad and a dad as well, and just butchers him and just rips at his throat.
Yeah.
And all these girls are naked, and all of a sudden
oh, yeah,
they
you
start
get to see
turning
tits.
Into wolves, and they're like, ooh! And like that's the end of that story, and you're like, what just happened?
Yeah, that was easily the probably the most boring storyline in the
movie. It was chaotic. I the girl who played the Red Riding Hood, the virgin, uh-huh. she I want to say she was in a Scream movie or some movie where she like died, and I just remember her having spitting out blood. And when I saw her, I'm like, "Oh, you spit out blood!" I'm like, "I don't know where, but you, I've seen you spit out blood."
Uh-huh.
And that was like the only thing I was like,
"That's a special moment."
That is a special moment. I was like, "Okay, we love that for her. We love that for her that you're remembered for spitting out blood."
Uh huh. By Katie.
By me. Damn straight on the Horror at the Store podcast. So let's cut to a different story. There's this principal of an elementary school, and he's passing out candy.
Oh, he's a principal?
Yes, because there's this kid who's like this kid.
The fat Afro kid?
If you want to see.
Yeah, no, well, okay.
He is like smashing pumpkins.
This was
being a dick.
Yes, this was, I connected so much with this because I was that kid when I was like in middle school. I was like the fat white kid with an afro who was an asshole. And that's exactly who the kid is. He's just like smashing over pumpkins, just treating it super nonchalantly. And then he goes up to the house and then it has the candy bowl. And this is it's a fun little Halloween joke. It says, take one. So he takes a bunch. And then we hear like, you're just supposed to take one, Charlie. And then we turn around, and then it's a guy, and it's like, oh, this is a pedophile.
Yeah, and then
that's at least what you
but
think.
But then they like sit down together, and he's like, oh, here's a candy bar.
And well, what happens is Charlie's like about to leave, and goes, sit down, Charlie. And then Charlie sits down on.
Yeah, but
porch.
He's like the principal. Like that's how he knows him. He's like, you're the principal of the school. And he's like, what's up, principal? Whatever your name is,
yeah.
Principal Jimmy. What's up? And he's like, listen, son. You know, here's a candy bar,
okay.
But, you know, stuff happens, and we just, I get it, it's fun to smash jack-o'-lanterns, but...
There's not, okay, I could have watched those two guys, the guy and the kid just talking on that porch. I could have watched a whole movie on just them, those two hanging out. I don't know why, it took a special place in my heart.
Yeah.
It was so, I guarantee you, if you go and watch Trick or Treat... That's maybe the best part of the movie is just those two sitting down and talking.
Anyways. It was wonderful.
So then the kid is eating the candy.
And I forget exactly what happens. Is there something in the candy?
Yeah, he eats some of the guy's, the principal's candy,
yeah.
And then he starts throwing up.
Yes, and then does he slit his throat?
No, the kid just dies from
the
candy.
And then the kid, so the candy. And then the best part is that he falls into his lap. And the principal's just like, well, this is happening now.
Yeah, and I'm
he
like,
kinda pets
oh,
him a little bit.
It
like,
is.
Oh.
It's giving. That's
creepy.
Yep.
And then he's like, oh, I have to go bury the body in the backyard.
Yes.
Obviously. And this is the best part of the film is that his son keeps interrupting. He's like, Dad,
okay.
I wanna carve a jack-o'-lantern, Dad.
This is this other part. There's two parts of the movie. We talked about the first one. There's two parts of this movie that. Talk about something super serious, but treat it like it's nothing. So this guy just murdered a child, and
yep.
He brings the child into his backyard with a big old pit.
And is like,
and then
bury him.
We find there's other children
yes.
there too that he has murdered. And then there's the rackety neighbor comes out, and he's like, "What's that racket going on?"
It's
and
like
then
nothing, Jim. It's fine.
We find out there's a child in the ditch that's still alive, and he's like, "Oh, this is a child on the verge of death."
No. That's the kid. the kid with the candy bar, the throw up kid. That's him. And he kills him and he cuts off his head.
Okay.
Because, yeah.
That was the candy bar kid?
Yeah, that was the candy bar kid. Yeah, that was the candy bar kid.
And I loved it because this is like, the movie is portraying child murder.
Yeah.
And it's taking it so not seriously.
It's so casual. It's a casual
It's so thing. Casual. I've never seen that in a movie before where they had a child being murdered. And you can hear the child. It's on the verge of death. And he keeps hitting it with the shovel to shut it up so that the neighbor, the rackety neighbor, doesn't suspect anything.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
It's chaos.
It's, okay. I love, it's so offensive, but it gives it no weight.
It's
to how offensive it is.
That's kind of.
And then there's also his son is like, Dad, what's going on? He's like, nothing, buddy.
Dad, can we carve a jack-o'-lantern? When are you going to be done? Why don't you ever hang out with me? And I'm like, damn, this kid's annoying as fuck. But yeah, he just wants to be with his dad.
He keeps saying, you need to help me carve the face.
Carve the face. I got to carve the face. I need help with the face. And he's like, okay, I'll be in a minute. And he's like, fucking kid, I fucking hate this. I'm like, he's going to murder his son. Oh, my God. And then he goes in. And it's all lovey-dovey, and you're like, aw, look, they're going to carve a pumpkin together.
Well, the dad is sneaking up, but we see the child working on something, and then the dad is creeping up behind the child with a knife, stabs the knife down, and then it's revealed the dad stabbed the knife into something in front of the kid, and then they reveal what it is in front of the kid, and it's the fat Afro kid from earlier. His head is cut off on a platter. So
he's the pumpkin.
So he's, so, oh, it's like, oh, he's teaching his child to be a serial killer. That's the big... reveal, and that, I don't know, it's so weirdly pointless. I've never seen a serial killer who kills children in a movie just to cut off their, it's like, it the whole thing feels so pointless. It's 100%. Like, why is he?
Yeah, it's.
And then he's a recurring character, and there's a little thing that happens later with him where, forgive me if I'm cutting too far ahead. There's this big party out in the streets with adults and they're all making out. And then there's an alley off to the side and there's a woman making out with a guy. And then the guy starts to bite her neck.
Yes.
And it's a hooded figure who they reveal it. That's the principal guy. He bites her neck. He's trying to kill her. And then she runs out into the streets. And then there's another character, a female and a male character from earlier. They're a couple. And this woman who has blood on her comes out in the streets in this party. She goes up and grabs the girl's hand and says, please help me. And then the girl's boyfriend goes, oh, forget her, babe. She's probably just drunk. And then they walk away.
You're like, oh, yep, that's what I would do.
And yeah, I'm like, I'm not a woman, so I don't know the female perspective. But I feel like no woman would ever... If they were grabbed on the wrist, even on Halloween, and she's full of blood, and she says, please help me, you would be like, oh, whatever, she's just drunk.
I don't think a woman or a person in general, I feel like you'd be like...
Men, too. I don't think men shouldn't do that
either.
Not
all men. All men.
Men shouldn't, you know, but no person, especially, I don't know, anyways, that was very special.
And
how quickly they did that.
Obviously, we know the principal dies via the werewolf.
The werewolf ladies.
But
the young women.
Yes, who are not.
I'm not. Listen, that's how the movie portrayed it.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yikes. Jordy thinks all women are sluts.
That's not me.
That's not me.
I said three sluts and one virgin. I don't think women are, I don't label women, I'm just going off what the movie is clearly trying to, that's what the movie is doing the whole time.
Yeah, for sure.
They got their tits out, they're like, you need to get with a guy, watch us, we'll just get with any guy, watch, I'm just going to go up to that guy, hey baby, do you want to go to a party tonight? And then the guy's like, yes please. That's how the movie does it. Not me. I would never portray a woman like that. That's just how the...
Yeah, that's how the movie does it. 100%. It's a trope. It's a trope. We love a good trope.
I feel like your perception of me has changed throughout this.
It is. It has. It's changed drastically. Then we get to the fun part. We get to Sam, which honestly, it's crazy to me that Sam is this little boy. He's in like a burlap sack head.
He's so adorable.
But it's like he's the face of trick or treat. I keep saying trick or treat. It's trick or our treat.
Trick or treat.
He's the face of trick or treat, but he's like barely in it, which I think is crazy. But he's like so iconic that
it's symbolic. He represents the spirit of Halloween, I believe.
Oh, that's deep.
That's what I believe. Because at the very end, we see that girl. One of the one that was grabbed their hand and then her boyfriend was like, whatever, babe. He sees her blow out a jack-o'-lantern and then he decides to go kill her. Like, cause she's not helping the spirit of Halloween.
Like,
that's what he
like
represents.
Halloween.
And then he's
like Halloween.
Yeah.
So the next door neighbor, who is actually the bus driver.
Next door neighbor of the principal.
Yes.
Who is revealed later to be the bus driver through very clever way,
yes.
I will say.
He's chilling in his house, watching a movie, and he starts hearing this little boy laughing, running around, and it's Sam. And Sam's like, hee, 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 and he's like, who the fuck is that? He's like going to the windows. He keeps hearing like rustling,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, oh, someone's there. Someone's there, but he doesn't see who. And then he hears a ring at the doorbell. No one's there, though. No one's there. Ooh, spooky. Oh, my God. And Sam is taunting him.
Yes.
And I don't remember exactly how it happens. I just remember at some point they end upstairs and they're fighting.
Yeah.
And Sam has like superhuman strength.
It was really fun.
And
this scene was really fun.
It's so fun. And he throws the bus driver down the stairs, and the stairs are now littered with like broken glass, old rusty razor blades, and just other random sharp objects. So every step he hits, he's getting like more bashed up than if you were to, you know, be thrown down the stairs,
mm-hmm.
Which actually is a fear of mine. I don't know. I always accidentally trip up the stairs, but I'm terrified to fall down them. I've fallen down a couple, but not like a full flight. That's like, I feel like that's the way to go. My mom one time, shout out to my mom.
Shout out Ms. Hindenbach.
I was saying,
she rocks.
We love Jody, and I was standing at the top of the stairs, like texting on my phone, and she just goes, "Are you gonna jump?" And I was like, what? Mom, I was texting. And she goes, just want to check. And I was like, if.
Yeah, she could have said.
I was like.
She could have said, hey, are you okay? Do you want to talk?
You good? I'm like,
She went straight.
I wouldn't throw myself down a flight of stairs. It seems like, I feel like you would, I don't know. They have to be a lot of stairs to like officially die. But like, mm-hmm. anyways, that's a tangent. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter about anything, but it does. So, you know, when it's fine. I just thought that was hilarious. So she's like, are you going to jump? And I was
jump?
Like, I looked at her and I was like, are you okay?
Sam
I'm fine.
Sam
are
is
you
looking
good?
At the guy like, are you going to jump?
Are you going to go on the stairs?
Are you going to go kill yourself?
Are you going to jump down the stairs? Yikes. And the neighbor finds a gun. He's like on the ground. He's like crawling and he finds a gun and he starts shooting at Sam. And Sam's just like taking it like a champ. But of course he, you know, goes down.
Because Sam is a weird pumpkin-headed boy.
Yeah. And they like fight. They're like tossing. They're like, you know, getting in there. And he like pulls off Sam's
hood.
Hood, his little hoodie hood. And which Jordy is holding a hood. Yeah. That we got from FYE, our amazing sponsor. Thank you, FYE. You can find them in store or at FYE.com. Thank you.
I'll put it on real quick.
Okay.
While you tell this.
Amazing. And here, I'll give you the lollipop, too. We have a Sam
hell yeah.
lollipop.
Sam's lollipop. That he uses to kill somebody.
Yeah. So he walks around with this lollipop thing, and he's, like, stabbing people with it.
He slits people's throat with a lollipop.
is this is a look right now. Jordy's in a
I should
Sam.
Genuinely use this for Halloween.
That's wonderful. Honestly, yeah. You should do that. So he
That rocks.
That's amazing. So neighbor shoots Sam. His head's off. He's like this weird pumpkin creature demon thing.
Yeah.
Looks fucked up. More trick-or-treaters come. Everything's fine, right? Wrong. The doorbell rings. And it's the seven. No, six?
Eight.
It was eight. It's the eight dead kids from the beginning. And they take their revenge on the bus driver. And Sam's just standing there like, tee-hee. It's time, and that's literally the end of the movie.
that is how the movie ends. And
this
then
is
the,
true.
Yeah, and then Sam looks at the neighbor, the other neighbor, so he's gonna go kill her.
Yeah,
because she wasn't enjoying the spirit of Halloween. And also, I think Sam represents the spirit of Halloween because he decides to stop killing, the like, crotchety old man when he gets distracted by a piece of candy. It's like all he wanted. He represents, anyways, I'm sorry.
He's just, what?
I just think I'm so smart whenever I realize something is symbolic about something else.
I mean, it could be that or just he's creepy. But
no,
that
it definitely
too.
Is.
Okay. I love that. So out of 10, what do you think?
I recommend, oh God, 7.
Why?
It's worth your time.
Why?
It's worth your time, and that 7 is a positive score. It's worth your time, and because of how insane it gets, because I found it so enthralling and funny every time it did something really offensive, but didn't treat it like it was offensive.
This is true.
It's crazy. It's crazy. So yeah.
This is my second time seeing it. I think the first time I watched it, I was like, this is fine. And then, because I didn't really pay attention this time. I was like, okay, I need to take notes. I need to, really watch the movie. And it was good. It wasn't, like, amazing, but I think I'd give it a 5. It was good. I definitely want to see – I just want to see Trick or Treat 2. They have a sequel.
They have a sequel.
I don't know how many movies they have. But it's definitely something I want to check out.
I think I do, too.
But the killing with the lollipop is like the best thing ever.
That was, and it's really special.
I was like, that's a really sharp ass lollipop.
That's
and
it's very creepy.
I love when people dress their kids up as Sam for Halloween. They're like, look, it's so cute. And I'm like, it's terrifying. Uh-huh. It's terrifying, but I love that for your kid.
And
but oh my God.
Is this a movie adaptation of a comic book? Or
I think
a graphic novel?
It might be, yeah.
That's what it looks like.
But
that's how they portray it.
It's fun.
Hell yeah.
It's a fun movie. So do you want to plug anything before we get out of here?
It's just, I guess on Instagram, follow me, Jordy_Stroud, Jordy with a Y. And yeah.
Amazing. Well, Jordy, thank you for being here. And thank you to our sponsor, FYE. You can shop them in store or online at FYE.com. Stay spooky, my friends. You can follow us on Instagram at @horroratthestore, and you can follow me as well at KT Hetty.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.